So on May 23rd, which is a Wednesday, we will be open 2 hours later so that folks can stop by if they can't make it to the archives in between that 1 to 4:30 time. So from 5 to 7, we'll have an open house with snacks. The exhibit will be open for people to peruse through. We'll be there to talk about the events that are depicted. We're also really looking forward to speaking to folks who may have been on campus in the 60s to kind of provide some more contextual information to the exhibit. And we'll have some activities for kids and families too, so it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. It's that old saying, if you didn't live the 60s, if you don't remember the 60s, you didn't live the 60s. I can't remember what that phrase is, but I think you guys have probably done a lot of work to sort of share memories maybe.
Absolutely. There was no way for us to tell everything that happened in the 60s. So we did a lot of research and really tried to give a good representation of what was happening. So we touch on the protests, we touch on new departments, we touch on student traditions and a few of the major events that happened, like the 1967 Rose Bowl, just to try to, you know, build people's interest in this subject. And if they want to follow up on some of these things, then we have resources that they can consult in the archives to really dive in deeper to the stories.